Now, multiple investigations are underway across two states after several dogs, can you believe this? Several dogs died in what's believed to be cases of baiting. Now, it's a very good question. Why would someone want to do this? Lay poison across public parks to bait unfamiliar pets? It's a question that has got authorities and, of course, dog owners completely and utterly stumped. They talk about potentially the use of some substance called 1080. Our go-to expert when it comes to all things dog, cat, goose, goldfish, turtle, warthog is Dr. Rob Zammit from Vineyard Vet, vineyardvet.com.au. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Luke. Nice to talk to you about a very sad topic, of course, with this poisoning of dogs. And 1080, unfortunately, is a really bad poison because it's available. You know, people use it for foxes and the like out west, but the government, when it does use it, has a duty of care to tell everybody in the local area we're laying down 1080 so people can keep their dogs in. But yes, people are giving it illegally and poisoning dogs in parks and all sorts of areas simply to do nothing else than to kill dogs. It's just disgusting. I mean, why do they do it? Some of them do because maybe there's a nuisance dog. That's what they believe. But a lot of them are just sociopaths. They are absolute sociopaths. They start with animals and they transfer to humans.
God.
And these sort of people, really, if you catch them, have to be dealt with very, very severely with the courts, because otherwise it's a matter of boundaries, as I say. That's what the psychologists say and the psychiatrists say. They start with a little bit, and then they get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And it's a dangerous aspect.
Yeah, of course. A lady said she found food stuffed with snail pellets in her home suburb of Mona Vale. Obviously, that is going to kill the dog, right?
Oh, yeah. Snail pellets cause severe convulsions, and they keep convulsing until their heart stops and they can't breathe, and obviously ultimately die if you don't get to a vet. And a vet, even with veterinary treatment, you can die, but their only chance is to get to a vet, be anaesthetised, and then they have to go into oxygen and fluid therapy and supportive therapy to try and get them through, try and save their lives.
So how I would imagine if you see the first sign of your dog unwell, the clock is very much ticking, is it, Rob?
Yeah, it's time is really of the essence with this. The quicker you get to a vet, the more chance your dog has, whether it's 1080, whether it's snail bait, whether it's rat bait. All these things are being used today to poison dogs for absolutely no reason sometimes. Cannot make any sense of it. But the quicker your vet can get treatment instigated, the more chance your dog has of getting through it.
Yeah. Can you save a dog who's ingested that 1080 stuff?
We have. Because 1080 has been used frequently, not too much further west of us, we have had dogs have come in with poison, sometimes too late, but we have saved quite a few of them as well.
Yeah.
Again, there's no real antidote. We have to give them supportive therapy and treat the symptoms, anaesthetise them, keep them as still as possible while the toxin gets out of their system.
Yeah. Now, we've talked forever about the importance of exercising your dog, letting it have new smells and be interested in the world. If you're taking your dog for a walk now, you've really got to be, as unbelievable as it is to say, you've got to be on guard, mate, don't you?
Watch out where your dog. Yeah, it's natural for dogs. That's what they do. They go out there, they sniff something, they lick something, even if it's something they don't like. They'll have a lick of it first, and it could be a poison, and then they think, oh, I don't want that, but it's too late. So watch where you take your dog. Be very vigilant. Especially in bushy areas and in areas, they're targeting areas where dogs congregate, you know, dog parks and the like. So be careful of those areas at the moment.
Yeah. And the symptoms to look out for, I mean, your dog might be acting completely different to what you expect it to act, but typically what are the things to look out for?
The first thing is excessive salivation. They'll start salivating a lot. Some of them will try and vomit because it's a natural thing when you swallow a toxin to bring it up. If you have looked at their pupils, you can see them dilating in some cases. Any little tremors, you know, unsteady on their feet, wobbly at all, those sort of things, just get to a vet. Get to a vet as quickly as possible.
Yeah, all right. All right, mate, great to chat. What are the issues at Vineyard Vet? What are you seeing patients for currently this time of year?
Oh, Well, fortunately, the cough season has passed with dogs, at least. We've had quite a bit of coughing. Mm. A bit of gastroenteritis around. Of course, there's that dreadful bug, leptospirosis, is still around. It's a bacteria that gets into rats. And again, rats will urinate in different puddles and things, and dogs will lick it just to see what it is. And they pick up this terrible bacteria. So if you haven't had your dog vaccinated for leptospirosis, something you need to think about, because it's avoidable by vaccination.
Yeah, very good. Rob Zammit, he's our man from Vineyard Vet, vineyardvet.com.au. Good to chat, mate. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. All the very best.